brought my Bible too, because there's a verse that I wanted to share. For a small group people, I'm sorry, this is going to be kind of a half repeat of last night. So I'm going to start off with a little story about Pastor Sam. Pastor Sam approved. So what happened was first night of small groups, thank God, I really don't like Itaewon, but for some reason God decided to place me there. and praise God, also small groups was being led by Pastor Sam. So really, I thanked God. I really thank God even now that he was the leader of that group. So I went there the first night, and I shared my testimony, and I was talking about how my father and his health problems and how he'd end up in the hospital. And it was always like this miraculous event in my dad's life. He would be in a coma and he would wake up and the doctors would be like, oh, he's going to die, but he would get out of it somehow. And but then the last time God took him. And so I was sharing that as part of my testimony. And I'm pretty sure Pastor Sam was there, but Pastor Sam claims he was in the bathroom. But later on, what happened was we were in a McDonald's. Eugene remembers this a lot clearer than I do. But Eugene said we were in a McDonald's, and we were sitting there, and Pastor Sam kind of looks over at me, and he's like, so, you keeping in touch with your father? And I was like, what? But it was really bad, because part of me was like, really, like, oh my goodness, I can talk to my dad somehow? This is so cool. Maybe there's something about Christianity that I didn't know about. And it turned out that wasn't the case. He just sort of forgot that my dad was dead. So I was like, oh, okay. But which would make you think that, oh, he wasn't listening, oh, he wasn't caring about what you were talking about. But actually, that is, like, so the opposite. This story totally misrepresents Pastor Sam, I think. Because, seriously, like, from day one, even though I was, like, kind of trying to repel it and everything, but really, like, Pastor Sam really just shows, he just really shows you so much love, even though he doesn't know who you are or what your name is or forgets stuff like your dad being dead or whatever. Like, you know, like he really loves you, and he accepts you for who you are, and exactly as how God does for us. He accepts us with our sins and everything, and Pastor Sam has that same type of spirit of acceptance, and I was just extremely blessed by that, because there's a lot of things about me that I was so ashamed of, and so I was just very ashamed, but yet he just showed me the love that I really needed to feel. And also during my time at JSCM since last year, July, I've been through a couple of things, my grandmother passing away and stuff like that, and Pastor Sam was always there to, you know, even though I didn't really get to pray with him, but I knew that he was praying for me. He would always tell me that he was praying for me, and that alone was just so encouraging for me, that to know that I had a really sturdy pastor behind me and backing me up and praying for me. I'm never going to forget your love. I'm never going to forget your acceptance of me. Because of that, this week God was just so amazing in revealing a verse to me that I really need to read about. It's in Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. And God has truly spoken through Pastor Sam, I believe, because every single time I went on Sunday, it would be exactly what I needed to hear. It was exactly what I needed my heart to, like, listen to. I would be so convicted, or I would be like, oh, wow, I forgot about that, or wow, that's so amazing, and or, oh, crap, I need to fix that, you know, like, yeah, so it just really, I really feel like the Holy Spirit really did use Pastor Sam in all of his sermons. I truly believe that. And in this verse, I kind of realized in the footnote, it was kind of saying that these people, usually your leaders, were passed away or something. But I look at this verse as more like his life here in Korea has now, his ministry here has now come to an end. So he's going to be starting a new ministry in Chicago. And I truly want to just remember this verse and just keep it in my heart to know that Pastor Sam is one of the people in my life that I really want to imitate, because his love and his acceptance is two things I really wish that I hope that I will be able to imitate, because it's been such a blessing to me, and I want to be able to share that blessing with others, and I hope that you will also continue to bless others with that also, wherever you go, even after Chicago, wherever it is that you go. So thank you, Pastor Sam.